Blog Talk Radio.
No food on! 2021. Amen. Happy New Year to you. This is a blessed day. I am so happy. I am rejoicing in my heart for you on this Sunday morning, the first Sunday of January, Communion Sunday. Thank you, Jesus, for another day to get it right. Amen. Well, again, bless you. I am Pastor D. This is the Jubilee Affair and the Fuse Memorial Worship Experience. Amen. We're going to get things moving. Amen. Brother Tony, God bless you, good sir. Happy New Year to you. Will you please bless us with a song, sir?
Good morning and Happy New Year to everyone. To God be the glory for this new year.
Yes, yes.
If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Oh, tell me where would I be if it had not been for the Lord on my side? Tell me where would I be? Oh, tell me where would I be? He kept my enemies away. Oh, he let the sun shine through a cloudy day. Oh, he rocked me in the cradle of his arms when he knew I'd been battered and scorned. So if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Oh, tell me where would I be if it had not been for the Lord on my side? Tell me where would I be? Oh, tell me where would I be? He never left me alone. Oh, he gave me peace and joy that I've never known. Oh, he answered when I knelt down in prayer. Oh, and in victory, the Lord brought me this way. So if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Oh, tell me where would I be? Amen.
Oh, we praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Tony. If it had not been for the Lord on your side, where would you be? I don't even want to think about where I would be. I know I wouldn't be here. Amen. We should now have our, thank you, Father, our affirmation of faith, by Minister Kyle Garrett, our invocation, by Minister Rosalind Thomas, followed by our scripture, by Reverend Patricia Johnson. Good morning to you all, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Pastor. And good morning to everyone. I shall be doing the affirmation of faith Let us affirm together, in whom do we believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Good morning, Saints. Happy New Year. And this year 2021. Holy Spirit, good morning, Heavenly Father. Thank you for bringing us to this First Communion Sunday of a new year. Thank you for your saving grace and mercy, your blood that was shed for us, and your precious body you sacrificed for us so that we may be saved from our sins. You are an awesome God. As we enter into this worship service, Lord, we thank you for giving us one more time to praise and worship you. Let your Holy Spirit be with us. Use us this morning, Father, for your glory. Cleanse our hearts and minds so that we enter into this service with an anointing spirit, ready to hear a word from you. Bless our pastor this morning. Give him what he needs to be able to give us a mighty word from you. Keep our minds stayed on you, Lord. Also bless Hakeem and the radio station. Bless the sick and shut in and everyone at the sound of my voice. Break through our weariness and our wandering, O God, and renew us and bring back our thoughts from afar. For it is in keeping our minds stayed on you that we are kept in perfect peace. Enable us to show that peace to a world in confusion, and all praise shall be returned unto you with thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the church say amen, amen, amen.
Happy New Year to everyone. I am reading the scripture, Hebrews chapter 13, verses 8 through 9, from the King James Version. Jesus Christ, the same as yesterday and today and forever. Be not carried about with devious and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meat, which have not profited them that have been awkward in therein. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. As we continue on with our service, I just want to again say Happy New Year to you all. It is a true blessing. We do have a new year that has dawned, amen, so you can expect some wonderful and new things from the church, amen, and new ministries that will form this year. So I just say to you that the best is yet to come, amen, and as God continues to strengthen my body, as long as I have strength in my body, amen, I will do what he has called us to do, amen. With that being said, again, it is a true blessing, to be here. I will ask you all to do me a favor this year. Let's start something new this year. So after we get off of the service today, I want you to call someone that you haven't talked to yet this year and just tell them that you love them. Tell them that you love them, and tell them that Pastor Dante loves them too. I urge you all to do that, to call someone and just tell them that I love you, and my pastor told me to tell you that he loves you too. We're going to start this new year off just right with the symbol and with the gift of love. Amen. But please remember also, we're still in the midst of a pandemic. Continue to sanitize your hands. Continue to wear your mask. And please be mindful of your social distance. Amen. God bless you. May God keep you. Brother Tommy, do you have another song for us, sir?
Yes, sir.
God bless you.
God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my how sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gave. But greater still, the calm assurance this child can face uncertain days because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. And in one day I'll cross the river, I'll find life's fine, no war with pain. And then as death give way to victory, I'll see the light of glory, and I'll know he lives, because he lives. I can face tomorrow, because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. Amen.
Amen. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Pray with me. Eternal Father, my God, and my King, it's me, your most humble servant. Lord, I decrease so that you may increase. More of you, less of me. And I thank you I honor you, and I love you. All things that I do for you. Bless this whole body here, Father. And use me in the name of Jesus that I pray. Amen. The scripture, come on, the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, beginning with verse 8. It says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do not be carried about with various and strange doctrine. For it is good that the heart be established by grace, not with foods which have not profited those who have been occupied with them. Just want to touch on those two verses just for a few minutes for my subject today. We cannot stop now. Well, first, please allow me to say yet again, Happy New Year to you all. It is through the love of God that we are alive today. And as long as Jesus is on the throne, oh, come on, somebody. As long as my Jesus is in control, as long as my Jesus is my Alpha and my Omega, everything is going to be all right. But as we dive into this scripture, I love the blessings that came from the reading of this book of Hebrews, this 13th chapter. The author wrote an inspiring yet impactful statement about the work of Christ, which sets the tone for all believers. This scripture teaches us that regardless of what is going on around us, that my Jesus' light shines down upon all of us at all times. Admittedly so, 2020 was a year that we can all look back on and say, oh, we would love to forget it. But even though we've seen a lot of deaths, even though we have experienced a lot of heartache, please believe we can't stop now. I am here to let you know that the blessings of God are still upon you. But not only are his blessings upon you, his anointing is as well. And through the Holy Spirit, it falls fresh on you every single day. This is why I am confident in the word of God, especially Galatians 2:20, which says that I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in this flesh, I live by faith, and the Son of God who loved me gave himself for me. And because of the good graces of God that falls down upon you every single day, you can celebrate and you can praise. You can sing hymns unto the Lord, for he is good and he is worthy to be praised. You see, I hear it all the time that this is going to be my year. This year is going to be better for me. I'm going to make it this year. I am stepping into this new year, and I'm shaking all the haters off my back. But if you really know the Christ, you would know and proclaim that every year is your year, that through the blood of Jesus, you will walk in his presence with singing and thanksgiving. And to your haters, well, God says that he will make a table before you in the presence of your haters. And in other words, that God will make your haters your footstool. But I urge you on, I challenge you to press on, to walk, but do not run. Walk towards your goal of salvation. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says that do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be known to God, and that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. But speaking about my Jesus, bless his holy name for allowing us to see a new year. Though I had no doubts, though my faith remains intact, I want to assure you that we cannot stop now. Jesus is not done with us yet. John 10:10 says that the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that you may have life and have life more abundantly. In fact, since we have a new year, you can be assured that the blessings will still flow. Just remember that if the blessings did not flow in 2020, please believe that Jesus is still working on them in 2021. If that healing that you've been waiting for did not happen in 2020, believe what I'm telling you. It's coming in 2021. You did not have to wait. You did not have to wait by the pool in Bethesda. Jesus said, get up and walk. Walk into this new year with the same faith that you had last year. There is no new faith. There is no new process to reach out to God. The scripture said Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. Oh, glory be to God who is the head of my life. Yes, we got beat upon in 2020. Yes, this past year was really crazy. Satan tried to run rampant upon us, but God in his infinite wisdom said, oh, no, it's not going to happen. Some of my people might be destroyed, but I'm here to let you know that I have a remnant set up. And because I have that remnant set up, somebody's still going to praise my name in that new year. I don't care what goes on. I don't care what you throw at my people. My people who have been called by my name will worship and praise me regardless of if it's this year or next year. I'm here to let you know that the praises of God still need to go forth. We cannot stop right now. We have to continue to move forward. We got to continue to praise God. We got to continue to let it be known that for God I live or for God I die, regardless of what the situation may be. We're in a new year. A new year. A new year. But that coronavirus, that illness, that sickness, that addiction, that affliction, that man, that woman, whatever it is, it's still there. But you got to turn it all over to God. You have to now allow God to be the head of your life. You got to now allow God to do what he does best. I'm here to let somebody know today that God is ready to turn it all around for you. You see, we sit back and we always say things are going to be different for us. But what have you done to make the change? We expect God to move on our behalf and we sit back and don't do nothing. I'm going to let you know that this road is not easy. But Jesus is at the mountaintop. We're right at the mountain. And all we have to do is a little climbing, y'all. The road is rough and bumpy. And only those with true faith will survive. But we cannot stop now. Pick up your cross and follow Jesus. I promise you that there is a blessing at the end of it with your name on it. And it's entitled Faithful Servant. And since we're talking about faithful servants, there is none like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. Who got up on the cross. His thoughts and his prayers at the time were of me and you. And as his blood was shed some 2,000 years ago, I am able to stand and declare, despite the fact of how I feel, despite the fact of what the enemy throws at me, despite the fact of what is said about me, despite the fact of what is done to me, I am here to declare that my Jesus is Lord of it all. I can declare that what a friend I have in Jesus.
So how do I know that Jesus is my friend? Well, John 15:13 states that greater love has no one than this, that has laid down his life for a friend. Oh, my Lord, thank you for loving me. Thank you for all that you have done for me. And because of that, we cannot stop now. It's time for us to teach more, for us to preach more, for us to love, and love more. Not because you loved him, but because he first loved you. You see, evil doesn't stop. Sin doesn't stop. We're going to be confronted all the times with more and more evil. Every new level that you go up, there's going to be a new devil waiting for you. So I'm here to let you know, even though now we're in 2021, we're at a new level, there's going to be a new devil waiting for you. But glory be to God that he can defeat those devils in your life, that all you got to do is call on Jesus. We're going to see some things in 2021 that we've never seen before. And even in the midst of it all we have to do is call on Jesus. We can't stop now. We cannot stop now. A new year, new things, new breakthroughs, new ministries. Everything will be afresh. But we cannot stop now. Let the praises that came from your mouth in 2020, let the praises still come out in 2021. And watch what God will do. Watch how God will bless. God is setting you up. He is setting you up. Some right now, somebody is being set up to be prosperous this year. Your healing is coming this year. Your breakthrough moment is coming this year. You cannot stop your praise. The same Jesus that saw your grandmama through the toils and the snares. The same Jesus that saw your mother and gave her the breakthroughs and the miracles. Is the same God that will see you through it today. But all we got to do is give God some praise. The same praise that he asked for last year, the same praise he's asking for this year. We cannot stop now. We are at the brink. You are at the brink of your blessings. You are at the brink of your breakthroughs. You are at the brink of renewal. It's your time. Don't stop now. Christians always talk about New Year's resolutions. Well, I'm going to let you know about the 15th day of that resolution that you have put in your heart. Typically, out of 99% of the time, it's gone by the wayside. Instead of you making a New Year's resolution, just say simply, I'm going to love Jesus this year. And let the Lord be the Lord of your life. For he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. And amen. As I open up the door of the church, that door being Jesus, is there somebody here and you spent 2020 cursing God? You spent 2020 mad at God, angry at God. And yet now you find yourself in 2021. And the same God that you were angry at, that you cursed at, has still given you life. And there's something in you tugging at your spirit. and you're ready to give your life over, I offer Jesus to you now. In fact, pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I love you. I ask that you would come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Help me to be a better creature in you. I believe that you lived, that you died, and that you rose again all for me. Now be the Lord of my life. Help me to see your will and your grace for my life. I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer and you sincerely meant it within your heart, salvation now belongs to you. That if you died this very moment, you would go unto heaven. Now that's good news. That's the good news of the gospel. I pray that you will find a Bible-based church and that you would bless them with your physical presence, that you would pray with them in the spirit, and that you would bless them also with your tithes and your offerings. And watch what God will do in your life and in the life of your church. God bless you. Happy birthday. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We shall now have our communion. Amen. Reverend Pat, will you please read the prayer of humble access?
We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercy. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table. But thou art the same, Lord, whose process is always to have mercy or grant us. Therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful souls and body may be made clean by his death and washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he is in us. Amen.
Amen. The prayer of consecration. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who with thy tender mercy did give us thy only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer upon the cross for our redemption, who made there by his oblation of himself once offered a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of that his most precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we receive in these, thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Savior Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many, for the remission of sins. Do this as often as you shall drink it, in remembrance of me. Amen. Let us repeat the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Before you is the bread that was which represents the body that was broken for you. You may take it, and you may eat it together. The wine represents the blood that was shed for you. You may take it, and you may drink it together. Please turn it within your hearts. Know that ye belong to the Lord. Arise, my brothers and my sisters, and take the name of God with you wherever you may go. And always remember to tell this dying world about a living Savior named Jesus. Amen. Our Gloria in the Celsius. Glory be to God on high, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord, God, Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty. O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world. Have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God, the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy. Thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Minister Lisa, will you please bless us with the doxology?
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, the one who died so that we may live, and his love and his mercy, but most of all his victory, rest, rule, and abide in our hearts forever. And the church together says amen, amen,
amen,
and amen. On behalf of Reverend Patricia Johnson, the Minister Rosalyn Thomas, the Minister Tremaine Townsend in her absence, the Minister Lisa Green, the Minister Kyle Garrett, the Exhorter Annette McKinney in her absence, the good brother Tony Spencer, and on behalf of Fuse Memorial, we like to give thanks, honor, and praise to those who work this network out so that we may have a chance to be able to deliver a word to the people. And we give thanks to Brother Hakim, Sister Michelle, for all that you do for us.
It is our pleasure, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And to you, my good people and my family, remember, we cannot stop now. Our praises must go up. If your praises go up, the blessings come down. Let us not focus on 2020, but it's a new year. Keep your praise moving forward and watch what God will do. This is the word today. May God bless you. We are signing off.
Amen.
Very long. You just might look for me.
able